It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Morena, Paula, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
It's nice to hear from you this week. We've got a lot to get through. We're going to talk a little bit about New Zealand history in schools, because we haven't spoken to you about that yet. We're also going to talk about the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care, and a bit about school strikes for climate, which is happening on Friday. So let's start with talking about New Zealand history in schools. So obviously it's going to be on the curriculum as a compulsory part of the curriculum. What do you think about this? Are you happy to hear this is coming in?
Yeah, I support it. I mean, gosh, it is. We've all got stories, some of us older than you, of going to school and learning about, you know, American history or, you know, others, and not enough about our own. I mean, I do remember, I was always interested in social studies and all of that sort of stuff, and so I do remember some stuff around New Zealand history, but to be quite honest, would be a bit embarrassed about my own knowledge. So for us to be, you know, getting our kids to learn about us and ours, I think is important.
And are you glad that there's going to be a big focus on the 19th sort of century, the sort of early colonisation period as well? Do you think that's an important part to be focusing on?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely kind of our founding, you know, isn't it, really, in so many ways. I mean, gosh, we're so young compared to other countries. And, you know, you can still hear some of those stories. So, yeah, I think that I can understand that that is such a vital part of our history that it would there would be some real emphasis on it.
Fantastic. Well, I would be quite interested to hear your thoughts on something like civics education in school as well. Do you think we could be moving in a direction where we have something like that come in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we do need to learn more about our democracy and how it works and how people participate. I often think New Zealanders take it for granted. When I'm out there campaigning, I say to people, you know, I want you to vote for us, but if you don't, just vote. You know, like it's people are still dying around the world for the rights that we've already got. And so, you know, to be teaching that more in our schools and having people have a better understanding. They do some fantastic things in Parliament, actually, of having, there's a school group in at least, you know, every day and lots of them. And they do a really good job of educating them and showing them around and engaging them.
So there's sort of no reason really why that couldn't be in schools too, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose it's just part of that, you know, trying to make sure that the curriculum's not too full and, you know, and how they do it. So once you start making everything compulsory, there's just so many different areas that you just have to be careful that you're doing it well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care. A serious thing's come out in the last day that a partner of one of the members of the Survivors Support Group, who had his own history of child sex convictions, came along as a support person to some informal meetings. Now, Tracy Martin, who is the Minister for the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care, has said she's very unhappy about this. But is any minister able to be blamed for something like this? Do you think that that falls on her head ultimately?
Well, I mean, as you say, I mean, it's horrific. You know, these people are, it's just so incredibly traumatising to be going through and to be stepping up to that and then to feel so unsafe. I mean, as you say, this is a convicted paedophile. I mean, you know, what he's been convicted of is absolutely heinous and one of the worst crimes I think that could ever be committed. And so to the thought of them sitting in the room, I suppose as the minister, it's just really knowing what's going on and keeping some sort of handle on the whole inquiry and getting those regular reports and then acting when they do know. So she knows now, you know, I think that, you know, it's been called out loud and clear, and I would expect her to be stepping up and taking some responsibility for cleaning this up, really, and giving a sense of trust back to those that are thinking about going before the inquiry.
Now, if National was in power, what would you be doing for survivors of state abuse? Do you think you would continue this inquiry?
Well, I'd be wanting to talk to them and what they're looking for. I mean, they had been crying out for it for a long time. I mean, when we were there, one of our things was really settling past grievances that people had. And, you know, a lot didn't want to go through the trauma of having to go in front of an inquiry. So we were settling wherever we could, erring on the side of those, the complainants and their victims that came forward, and trying to give them some sort of closure. So, look, I would be wanting to leave it a bit in their hands, I think.
Would you want to broaden the scope as well? Maybe look at churches more as part of that, process. I mean, as part of the scope of this inquiry, maybe.
I think at the moment, I think the sort of state interest is one that we certainly heard a lot about and from people that they wanted it. And that's not to say there's not abuse in other areas, historical abuse And I know that the churches and things have spoken up and said that they, you know, they are keen to get involved and do what they need to do. But it's a big job just doing the state side of it.
So let's talk a little bit about the climate strike that's happening on Friday. That's a big thing that's been sort of building up for a long time. Started out of the school strike for climate, who were calling on all adults to go on strike on Friday too. What are your thoughts on this? Do you support this strike?
Look, I love a bit of a, you know, a bit of a rally. I love a bit of a protest, and I am such a, I'm a huge component of, you know, I just really get into the democracy side of it. So I kind of like that people are stepping up and stepping out and having their voices heard, and in that respect, I say sort of good on them. I'm not sure that another day off, kind of school and work and everything else, is going to get the kind of results that they want, and I worry that people are doing it for the right reasons because they genuinely believe in the cause, and not to sort of get involved in something. But you know, look, hey, it's a democracy protest, and have your voices heard, and you can make change.
And it's part of a global thing that's happening at the moment as well, I guess. This is sort of, we saw them happening overseas last Friday in lots of different places, huge ones in Melbourne, as sort of our near neighbours as well. Do you think there's been interesting conversations in New Zealand about the ways different institutions have been supporting or not supporting this strike? For example, the University of Auckland is the only university in New Zealand that's not putting their support behind it. What do you think the role of institutions is in, I guess, supporting or talking about something like a climate strike?
Well, I think it's their call. I mean, if we're going to believe in democracy and people's rights, then we've got to believe in institutions and other organisations to have their say, and it not be in line with other people's. You know, they're allowed to do that, and they should be. So I think it's their call, and, you know, if that's what they want to do, then good on them.
Well, thank you so much this morning for your time, Paula. We really appreciate it. Every other week, it's always great to chat to you. So we'll let you get back to the hard work in Parliament.
Cool, thank you very much.
Cool, thank
day.
You. You thanks. Too. Bye.
See you, bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.